Flat Springs Baptist. It's good to be in the house of the Lord today. In fact, that's in the Bible. As the psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Announcements. Catherine Stone fell this past Sunday after church and needs to be put on a prayer list. Angel Tree information is right out here in this side hall as you go out of the sanctuary to get the name of children from the Salvation Army for annual Angel Tree. Salvation Army has a no bicycle policy this year. Large plastic bags will be available to place your angels' items in. Affix the tag that you pulled from the tree to your angel's bag, and then sign the sheet that's beside the tree of the angel that you take. Angel tree gifts need to be back to the church absolutely no later than December 14th. Okay? Got 2 weeks on that. RA campout, Friday, December 12th, 6 p.m. at the Davis's house. Pickup is on Saturday around 10 a.m. After that, I think you get charged overtime. So, Sunday, December 14th, shopping for Angel Tree Child after church. Bring money for lunch and $5 for gifts. We will be back for choir practice and Awanas on the 14th. So that's the day of the children's program that night. And Instruments of Christ, the children's choir, please remember to be here today at 2 o'clock. It's in the bulletin, but we wanted to point it out that the children need to be here from 2 to 3 today. Are there any announcements that we have overlooked or haven't known about yet? If not, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you for this beautiful, glorious day. And Father, as we prepare our hearts for the Advent time and look forward to the time when we celebrate the birth of Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity to come together and worship freely. And we pray that as we go throughout this worship service, that you will be in everything that we sing and do and say. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Today we light the candle of Advent, the candle of seeing and telling. The purpose of a candle is to make seeing possible in the darkness. The Gospel of John teaches us that the child of Christmas would pierce the darkness of sin in separation from God. The Scripture says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." The shepherd came in the darkness and saw the greatest light in the world in this little baby in Bethlehem. We teach the childhood song, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." As we light this little light today, we are reminded that we have seen heaven's greatest light, and today follow the lead of the shepherd's decision to go and tell.
Let's all stand and continue in worship as we sing hymn number 78, "Lo, How a Rose There Blooming." Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day and the opportunity to worship you in your house this morning. Please accept this humble offering and guide us to use it in a way which pleases you. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
morning. Y'all aren't very energetic this morning, and neither am I. That was better. I'll give a warning to everyone. I have a head cold. You probably have figured that out by now. So you shake at your own risk today, okay? Gosh, y'all look marvelous, though. Well, Mr. Matt is taking a day of vacation. We've been trying to get him on that, and things were going that he just couldn't be gone. So we got rid of him today, but we'll have him back next week. And we tried to find some other folks to share, and I ended up having the opportunity to come and talk with you today. So I want to ask you a question. I want to tell you something. I sort of have an angel in my pocket. You ever seen an angel?
Yes.
You have? Can you believe I've got an angel in my pocket?
Yes.
You can? Well, that's good. Well, let me see here. Let me see. That's not it. That's not it. Oh, there it is. Okay. Well, now I have an angel in my hand. Okay? Everybody good with that? All right. Can you see it? Why would you want to see it? I told you it's there, right? You want to see what the angel looks like? Well, let me see. Wings. This angel's holding a dove. A dove, a bird. In the Bible, the dove means the Holy Spirit. When Jesus was baptized, a dove descended, and the voice was saying, "This is my beloved son." Well, so you think I do have an angel in my hand, right? You're not sure now. Well, that's good, because if you're not sure, then you have to believe, right? And we have a word for that. The word is faith. It's a very, very important word. Faith. Believing. Trusting. Well, I told you I sort of had an angel, right? All right. Remember, I got a cold, so you don't want to make contact, but here. See? See you holding the dove? But guess what? You no longer have faith in me. You know why? Because you saw it. Exactly right. When you see something, you don't have to have faith in that anymore. But it's very important to have faith in those things we can't see. In fact, Jesus told one of the disciples after he had come back to life, he said, "Thomas, you believe because you see. Blessed are folks like us who will believe and never see." There's a great verse that is in our Bible. It's in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. And it says, "For by grace, God's love toward us, sending His Son, you have been saved through faith, through believing. And this is not of your own doing, for it is the gift of God, not the result of your works." So, I don't really have an angel, but I do have, a pen that has an angel picture on it. But you believe me. You had faith in what I was telling you. This Christmas, we have to have faith that as we tonight decorate the sanctuary for Christmas and all this Christmas season, we come and worship our faith. That's the most important gift God has given us, is to believe in Him that we might have everlasting life. He believes it unless he sees it. Well, we got to believe this until one day we will see Christ face to face. Let's pray about it, okay? God, thank you for your gift of life to us through Jesus Christ. And we believe that. We trust that. We have faith in you. Be with us now as we continue to worship. In Christ's name, amen. Thank you. You did very well. You go back to your seats. I'm
going to slip right up. And as the children return to you, let's turn in our hymnals to number 79, "Blessed Be the God of Israel." Let's stand.
Blessed be the God of Israel, the ever living God.
Let me invite you to look in our bulletin at our prayer concerns that are there. It's good to have Bill in worship with us today. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we bow to pray, believing in our faith, there's power in prayer. And we ask, O God, that you might take these names and touch them as only you can. And as we worship you this day in spirit and in truth, we pray, O God, that you might continue to speak clearly to our faith. That we, like the shepherds, might be those who see and tell. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, choir. Indeed, it is that hunger that keeps us moving ever closer to the God we love. I am fairly confident I have more to say than I have voice to say it with today. But we shall persevere. Let me invite you to open on this first Sunday of Advent to Luke's Gospel, the second chapter. We'll be reading the traditional stories of Christmas and examining some truths for our own life and living as we celebrate the Christ of Christmas.
If you're able, let me invite you to stand as a way of honoring the reading of God's Word. I began to read in verse 8 and read through verse 18. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And our text is verse 17. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. Would you pray with me? God, we're so grateful that they saw and told. We're grateful, God, for what you have made aware to our heart, to our spirit, to our mind, through faith. Help us, like shepherds, to go and tell. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Our hymn of decision is "Tell Me the Stories of Jesus," page 129, at the conclusion of our message this morning. We'll be looking at the perspective from the shepherds, from Mary, Joseph, and the wise men this Advent. How they reacted, as it were, to the Savior. Asking ourselves the question, how will we react? Looking at the action they were led to take and asking ourselves, what action should we be taking? As we react to the birth of Christ this Advent, may we determine God's desired action from us. I love the story about the group of monks that lived in a monastery, and the abbot of the monastery called a novice into his office and instructed him to give the message for the next morning's chapel. This struck fear into the young monk's life. The next morning, chapel came. He stood in the pulpit. The brothers were there. His hands were trembling. His knees were knocking. His voice was quivering. There was a long pause before he first spoke, and then he asked a question, "Do you know what I'm going to say?" They had no idea. So all their heads went back and forth, almost in unison, as if they were choreographed. He said, "Neither do I. Let us stand and have the benediction." The next day was almost an exact repeat of the day before. And all the brothers sat there before him. His hands shook, his knees knocked, his voice trembled. The long pause, "Do you know what I'm going to say?" He asked. Well, after the previous day's experience, they had a pretty good idea. So all of their heads, again as though choreographed, nodded yes. "Then there's no need for me to tell you," he said. "Let us stand and have the benediction." The abbot was growing more angry by the day, and he brought the young man into his office. He says, "If you do that again, You're going to be in solitary confinement. You'll eat bread and water for 30 days. You'll receive any other punishment I can think of. Tomorrow, give the homily, the message, and do it right. The third day, chapel attendance hit an all-time high. Everyone was there to see what he would say, and it was almost an exact repeat. He stood trembling, voice quivering, and after a long silence, he asked that question he always asked. Do you know what I'm going to say? After 3 days of this, about half of them had a pretty good idea, and they were nodding their heads yes. The other half noticed that it was a switch, and they weren't sure, and so they shook their heads no. So the novice observed, and then he said, let those who know tell those who don't know, and let us stand for the benediction. Well, there's our challenge. Those of us who know need to be telling those who don't know that Christmas is about salvation. That Christmas is about the change for all eternity. There's nothing you can buy on Brown Thursday or Black Friday or the last day of Christmas shopping that will change your life for eternity. There's no medical procedure that can be administered to you or to me that can change our eternity. There is no amount of knowledge, there is no amount of wealth, there is no amount of health or any other thing that will change our eternity save the Christ of Christmas. And we come now preparing our hearts to worship the shepherds. There they were, minding their own business, as it were, doing what they always had done. The shepherds were seen as lowly men. This was not, instead of singing, Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. In Jerusalem, they'd sing, Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be shepherds. They weren't that well respected. It was kind of a loser's occupation for folks who were either on the way back up or on the way down. And yet, the angels chose them as the first congregation on that Advent day. And what did they do? They listened, but then they saw. They saw what was happening. They saw what was going on, and they recognized and realized that Christ was about to make a difference. This Christmas season, may we feel and understand that Christ wants to make a difference in us. It's been interesting to note what demands our focus, what we've been paying most attention to, what we've been dealing with as a people. Have you noticed that Christmas has edged out Ebola? Well, that's all we talked about. But then, with our short attention spans, it got close to shopping days. And don't underestimate that the economy of the United States of America is directly influenced over the next 20 plus days. It is interesting. I hope you'll come tonight as we will give some of the reasons, and I didn't know that it all began with Macy's in 1894. You might want to come hear that story tonight as we share the hanging of the greens. What about that shift? Never is it more difficult for you and I who are believers, who have seen through our faith the Christ of Christmas. Are we in more conflict with our culture? Are we in more stress and strain with what we want to do, what we ought to do, what we know we need to do, and what we will do? They came to see. It was dark that night. They had a long way to go, but still their call was to come and see. They needed to come and see, because how could they tell if they didn't first come and see? We might sometimes think that the darkness of our land is so strong that it will not overcome. It will not penetrate the darkness of this world. Let me ask you, if maybe privately, maybe you've never been able to speak this out loud because something just doesn't quite feel right for it to roll off your tongue, but have you ever thought it's too late for America to ever turn back? It's too late for America to ever make the spiritual changes. We're too far down a road. We're too far down a path. It's gotten too much momentum. It can't turn back. We don't want to say that. We don't want to think that. We don't want to believe that. And yet, probably somewhere in the back of our mind, somewhere, that probably isn't the first time that thought has entered our mind, is it? I love what Dr. Garner, who taught at Harvard, an African-American preacher, when he was preaching in New York City, and it was just when electricity had made its way, and in fact, the only thing this little church had was one light hanging down and a light bulb screwed into the socket. There was no hanger to hang up a light fixture. And it was an evening service, and he was preaching, Dr. Garner was, and he was preaching about seeing Christ, how you can see Jesus, and how Jesus is apparent every day in New York City, and how we need to be looking for Jesus because he's everywhere. And then something happened and the power went off. And that one little light that was lighting that little room suddenly became dark. And there he was preaching on seeing Jesus. And there he was standing with his congregation in the dark. And he said he just stopped because he didn't really know what to do. He didn't know how to move forward. And then one sister from the back row said, "Preacher, preach on. We can see Jesus in the dark. We can see Jesus in the dark. We can see Jesus in the dark. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." Because tonight, as we share in the candlelight service, you'll see how those little lights, when they come together, will light this whole sanctuary. We've got to see that our little light is probably all that we need. Not only did they come and see, then they went and told. I wonder what kind of reception they may have had. Have you ever told a story, and when people were listening to your story, you could tell they weren't believing your story? You ever had that? You must not tell as many stories as I do. I mean, you just halfway through the story, and they're giving you that look like, really, really? Can you imagine what must have happened when the shepherd said, "Hey, Bill, come here. I want to tell you something. Last Tuesday night, or whatever night it was, we were out there keeping the sheep like we always do, and you won't believe what happened. Tell me what happened. Suddenly, an angel appeared to me." "Yeah, right." "And not only did he appear to me, but he said a Savior was born." "What have you been drinking, Jim?" No, really. And then after that, the whole sky filled up with angels. And they began to proclaim glory to God. And they said, "We'd find this Savior wrapped in cloth in Bethlehem, lying in a manger, a food trough." You recognize how incredibly hard that story would be to believe. Talk about telling a tough story. That's a tough story. And yet our text says, "And immediately they went out, and when they had seen it, they made known the saying." They told everybody. They went and told it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. that Jesus Christ was born. That's still the message this world needs. That's still the hope of America. That's still the hope. This is the light of mine that I've seen through faith, but I've got to tell it. Jesus said, you don't light a candle and stick it under a bushel. You don't light a candle and then put it where it won't give off light. You and I, we are the light. We are to give it all to all we see. So the question comes, how will we see this Christmas? Let me ask you about 2013. Remember just a year ago? We lit the candles. We gathered for Advent. We hung the greens. Our children sang. Our youth choir sang. Our adult choir sang. We gathered on Christmas Eve. Remember? We're going to do it again. And the Lord willing, we're going to do it next year too. And the year after till the Lord comes. But here's the question that begs to be asked and may make a difference in 2014. How often did we see Jesus? If you see me talking about Jesus, that might have some influence on you, but not life-changing influence. If you hear the choir singing about Jesus, that should have more power. But it's not like going and seeing. You know where I see Jesus most often? In my prayer closet and in His Word. Have we seen? For I sometimes wonder, I just wonder, if sometimes we don't tell because we're not sure of what we've seen. God planned for the shepherds. Some have said that the angels sang glory to God in the highest, to the lowliest on earth. God's plan is to use everyday men and women like you and like me to tell the good news. Tell the good news that Jesus Christ is born. They saw it and they told it. It amazed people who were hearing that story. It still will amaze some. Folks who are dealing with difficult days this Christmas, sickness, heartache, the loss of loved ones, they need to come to the manger and see Jesus. Someone needs to tell them how. Someone needs to invite them. Someone needs to share with them. God still desires common folks. Common folks like you and like me to do like the shepherds did. Those lowly shepherds to leave what they were doing and hear verse 17 again. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning the child. And all those who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. People can still see Jesus in the darkness. People can still see Jesus in the darkness of sin, in the darkness of bad decisions, in the darkness of disappointment, in the darkness of hard-heartedness. We need shepherds to see Jesus, and to go and tell. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you for our coming together this day. Thank you for your love that reaches out to us, and that while we were still sinners in the darkness, you came. Lord, my prayer would be that every one of us would say before we leave your worship this day that we're going to see you in Christmas. We're going to see you often. We're going to focus our attention upon who you are in our life. For Lord, the more we see you, the easier it is to tell others about who you are in our midst. Would you go with us now from this place? And may the decisions that we have made because we have been in your presence in worship this day guide and direct our thought and our thinking in all we do. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our hymn is, I love to tell, or tell me the stories of Jesus. Do you love to tell that story? To write on your heart every word? Because there are folks in Deep River that are in darkness. There are folks in Lee County that are in darkness. There are folks all over our state, our nation, and our world who need to know that Jesus Christ is the Lord of life. This morning, if God is speaking to your heart and you need to make some decision for Him, whether public or private, may each of us respond as we stand together. Let me remind you that this evening at 6:30, we will be celebrating the Hanging of the Greens. And I didn't mention, but I do want to mention, that Anthony Harrington, unless he has come home since I've heard about it last, is still at Raleigh Duke dealing with his kidneys. So we want to keep Anthony lifted up in our prayers. Hope you'll be back tonight. I think you'll enjoy a meaningful time as we'll look at some of the symbols of Christmas, some of the history of those symbols. And then as we'll decorate the sanctuary.
to prepare ourselves to worship this Advent season. And now, as we leave this place, may we do so in God's peace, in God's power, and in God's abiding presence, that we might be His people in the midst of all His people. Would you pray with me? God, thank You for our time this morning together. Help us, like the shepherds, to come before You to see You this Christmas, and then to go forth to make known the same to all who need to hear. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Serve the Lord.